But it looks like we have in attendance yours truly, Rod Parley, Matt Rivers, Brenda Cataldo, and Alan Bicknell, Vice Chair. So, with that roll call, we will call the meeting to order. Actually, the meeting should have been called to order before that, but that's okay. So, this is a regular meeting for the month of April, and it's the Conservation Commission, the Town of Bolton's Conservation Commission, and it's by Zoom only.
Check one, two,
So,
check.
I hear you. You there? Anybody else there?
I can hear you.
Okay. I just heard somebody talking. Anyway, so just so you know, our clerk has resigned at very short notice. Andrea Vassallo, she did the minutes, and she basically is still going to do minutes for the other there's other commissions in town she's doing minutes for, but she's staying on. But she's been very, very busy. She's had to cut back. And I thanked her for her service. And I talked to Kathy today, and they're going to try to find somebody for us for next month. But for tonight, Brenda will be taking minutes, and she'll be receiving a summary thanks to Zoom. Now the Zoom does a summary with AI, so she'll have a lot of information provided to her, so she can write up the minutes
Question
basically.
for you. If they do it that way, then isn't that like acceptable? Can they just use what AI does
I
for
don't
the
think so. No. They have to have a clerk rectify it to make sure that it's accurate. At least that's my understanding. I don't know. I hope not. I hope it never just reverts to, Zoom scribing minutes, because that's all verbatim. That's all everything we said. So you have to kind of weed it out. All they really want is motions. All that's required by Robert by FOI is motions. So we can basically, and the motions are supposed to be submitted within 48 hours. And then within 7 days are when the minutes are supposed to be submitted. There's Caitlin. Hi. Caitlin's on. So just note that Caitlin King has arrived at 7:06 p.m. I think we convened the meeting at 7:03, right, Brenda?
Yep, we did.
Good. Okay. Hi, Caitlin. Do you have audio?
Yep. I
All
think
right, how
everything's
are you?
working. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. So we're just getting underway. Good timing. So we're just mentioning that we don't have a clerk tonight, but Brenda Cataldo is clerking for us, and so she's going to be taking minutes for us. And so I will bring up the minutes of our meeting, providing there's no public comment. Is there any public comment? Actually, I'm jumping ahead of myself here. Let me bring up the minutes next. I can find out where share is. There we go. Okay, you can see the minutes are. Let me see. I'm gonna make them one page so everybody can read them. Okay.
I actually like the format, though. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I do too. She's a great job in the minutes. They were just somewhat, a little bit inaccurate, I guess. But again, she does them thanks to the audio. She's got to listen to all the entire audio unless she gets help from Zoom. I don't know. But she actually keeps track of who's in person and who's in Zoom, which is pretty cool. So these are the minutes from our last meeting. Scroll through them real quick. Unless everybody's already read them and ready to move on.
Yep.
I did.
I did.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the minutes as submitted?
No.
No. Okay.
I did
Well, there you
find,
go.
well, I don't know if this is when to do it, but I did find two errors that are should be addressed. So we can accept the minutes and
Be nice to Brenda. Brenda's going to be have to correct these errors. She's going to have to include these errors. Be explicit so that Zoom can hear the errors. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so 6.4 BSA troop entry. The second bullet, we're talking about using polar bears now to take care of invasive species.
Polar bears, ooh.
Hey,
because if that,
that's
if
pretty cool.
we're importing polar bears, I am out.
Wait, let me see, where did she do it? Oh yeah, polar bears.
Now,
that's
right.
a good one
when
you
did they
found.
Get to
I
Bolton?
Like
I mean, it's been years since we had a moose. Come on, polar bears now? Okay,
polar
this is getting
bears,
out of control.
Okay.
All right, so
so yeah,
that,
so it is the
go
correct spelling is polar, PULLER, polar bears.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Alan.
All right, and then the other one is a bullet above that, Japanese barberry. Isn't it a berry, not a berry?
Yes, proper spelling of barberry, BARBRRIE. Or is it BERRY?
BERRY.
BERRY, yeah.
BERRY. Yep.
Yep. Next.
That was it.
Okay, good. So is there, would you like to make the motion then?
I will make a motion to accept the minutes as edited.
Is there a second?
I'll second, but I do have a question. What you wrote after these with your corrections on it, is that corrections that
That's
I would have to make?
That is an addendum to the minutes. That is the very end.
Okay, so that's something that was already submitted.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't have to touch that. I'm just redoing those two
we're
comments
doing, yeah,
that
we're gonna,
Alan said. Okay.
The first, what she submitted at the very beginning. Yeah, she actually goes and I've never seen this before. I mean, I didn't do a packet for this reason. You know, a packet usually consists of correspondence, and she included the entire packet in the minutes. If you look all the way into this, this is the entire packet.
Oh, wow.
So, a lot of stuff on here. Yeah. Too much. But anyway, so there's been a motion and a second, and Brenda made that comment. Is there any more comments?
So should we make a motion to get rid of the rest of the packet? Or
No, that's
okay.
Public information. That was a private. That was actually posted with the agenda, so that's already included.
Okay. I'll make a motion.
Okay, we already had a motion and a second, so there's been comments. Is there a motion, or is there any more comments?
No.
Nope.
Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, motion's carried. Okay, back to my agenda then, if I can find it. Share agenda. Okay. Great. And there was no public comment. I don't think there's anybody here on behalf of the public. So finance report. So I have good news. There is no financial report. The only snafu I had to make was an adjustment to the transfer that we made last month. I'm not used to the forms. So the form, there was a part of the form on the bottom that was inaccurate. So I had to resubmit it before they could submit it. So it's all set. The transfer has been completed. And I have gotten reimbursed for the CLCC conference, which I forgot to, forgot to include a report on that. Remind me to report on that. It is actually under CACUIC. Okay, we can report on that. So I did get a reimbursement from the CLCC conference. I paid for Alan and I to attend the Connecticut Land Conservation Council conference at Wesleyan. Got a reimbursement for that. And Brenda, did you get a reimbursement for the T-shirts? Yeah.
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Great. And so I think we're set then, right? I think we're all good.
Yep.
Great. All right. So that's it for the finance report. And I might want to add that we do have funding in our accounts. There is an account that we were always wondering what to use it for. The title of the account is called Other Professional Services. So if we were to hire a consultant to do a study, that's specifically for that account. There is a proposal on behalf of the town of Vernon Vernon Greenway's committee is in the process of proposing to us to join in their efforts to hire a consultant to update the 1993 vascular plant study that was done in the Bolt Notch Valley Falls watershed. And once I get that that proposal, I will forward it to you guys and we will vote on that and discuss that. I think it's a really good proposal. When Karen Sexton did that of the Connecticut Botanical Society back in 1993, she charged us $250 a piece. And now it's $700 for the town of Bolton. I believe Vernon is paying $3,000. And I'm trying to see if I got anything in the email tonight yet. I know she was going to send it to me. The name of the consultant, her name is Sigrun Gadwa, and it is here. Okay. So I can share that with you guys now, or we can do it our correspondence, whichever you prefer. There it is. I can just download it. Open file. Okay. Get out of my email now and then bring up Zoom. And share. All right. Oh. Oh. Not coming up.
I think we can see it.
You can see it?
Yes. Attention, Chairman Rod Parley. Dear Mr. Parley.
I cannot see it. I don't know why. I'll just read it from my email then. Maybe I had to download it first into my downloads. Okay. Right, so at your request, Kerry Ecological Services prepared a description of this proposed project, which will document the main vegetation communities in the watershed of Valley Falls Pond, both Vernon and Bolton. It will show changes in vegetation along the two transects, one in each town surveyed by 1993 by Karen Sexton. The Bolton transect runs west to east, beginning at the base of Box Mountain, and has six observation points, each in a distinct ecological community. Point data will be recorded on Nature Conservancy forums, as in 1993. They are a simplified version of the Braun Blanquet Relevy forums used by Connecticut Deep for critical habitats and deployed by Dr. Antoni Damon at the University of Connecticut. The Relevy method also records the percent cover category within each plant species present within a roughly 600 square foot plot marked out at the observation point. Habitats to be intensively surveyed include one of the low nutrient headwaters wetland along Railroad Brook, points two or three, which is more interesting, and the open summit habit in plot number six. To describe the Sexton Botanical Survey, I quote from the 1998 management plan for Valley Falls Park by Fuss and O'Neill. And she goes on to quote this, the plant survey. Yellow lady slipper has been pretty much non-existent since this study. Field work will be done during the growing seasons of 2026 and 2027. It will take place in spring and early summer, and late summer, early fall. Site visits will total at least 18 man hours, about 2.5 hours per community, conducted by Sigrun Gadwa and her botany intern Jack Rutherford. Ancillary data will include photos, water depths, soil moisture and organic content, litter characteristics, aspects, GPS coordinates, and sketches of vegetation structure and local topography in each point. At each point, invasive and rare and common status will be noted to the forums and master list and discussed in the report. Results will be summarized in a short report with appendices of data forms and photos. to include key conservation recommendations such as seed collection, using approval protocols to augment populations of species, including use in garden and restoration plantings that fall in the uncommon category and expected to continue declining without human intervention. The Sexton Master List lumped the data from both Vernon and Bolton in 1993 will be compared with that data collected from both towns in 26 and 27, including discussion of uncommon declining species and species no longer present, such as yellow lady slipper. The plant list will follow the same format as that compiled by Ms. Sexton. The budget? Ringadra principal investigator will be paid $50 an hour per field investigation and reporting. Our botany interns, Jay Rutherford, will be paid $20 an hour for field investigations, photo work, and data tabulation. Accompanying volunteers in some of the sites visits will be also scouting for less common plant species. No charge for project coordination. If an annotated PowerPoint program with 50 photos is desired, that would cost an additional $300. So it looks like field work is 18 hours, plant ID 3, $50 an hour for 4 hours for $200. It looks like it's $700. Please feel free to contact me with any questions. I'm also available for work on a small project basis for botany survey work on other parts of Bolton, such as the Cedar Swamp. That's actually in Tolland. I very much look forward to working with you to carry out this interesting and important project. Questions? So just so you know, I'm going to bring up a map and show you the Bolton Notch Valley Falls watershed. If I can find it in my folder. Okay. There we have it. Okay, can everybody see that?
Yes.
Okay, so you can see in the Bolton Notch Valley Falls watershed, it's pretty equal. There's probably a little more acreage in Vernon, but it consists of all of Freya Park, a lot of the aquifer, all of Bolton Notch State Park, and Railroad Brook, and also the Old Growth Forest Network property on Box Mountain. It's a pretty nice piece of land. And the unique thing about this watershed is that it drains north, unlike most watersheds in the state. It drains to Valley Falls. And she will be doing aquatic species. I did notice in the 1993 study there was bladderwort that was found in 1993, and now there's four species, and one of them is actually listed as uncommon. She's not sure which one that was they found in 93, but she will be doing an aquatic survey on Bolton Notch Pond and comparing that to her aquatic survey of Valley Falls Pond, which is at the end right down there, 343. Elevation 343. And this elevation is 575. So you can see how it drains north. Questions? Comments?
Ron, what is the use of this study? Like, what's going to be the use of this information? Is it just like for record, or are we looking for something, or?
Well, we're comparing baseline data. We're comparing 1993 to 2026.
Okay.
You know, the vascular plants within the watershed. There's an interesting occurrence that took place. A large lot property owner between the two Bolton Notches, which is on the eastern side, Bolton Notch State Park. The Tulip Tree Trail in Vernon, that's Bolton Notch State Park, and then there's the Mohegan Trail. That's where the limestone ribbon runs, and that's where they could find yellow lady slipper because of the pH. So
So,
yeah, it's go ahead, Matt.
this is actually the town of Vernon is undertaking this.
We're partnering with them,
working on behalf of both of us. She's a private consultant.
Okay. All right, got it.
She said six different communities she's looking at.
Do you still see it on there? I can't bring it up here. I don't know why I can't see it. Let me try again.
We see the map.
You're talking about the
the map?
Yeah. We can see that.
So do you want to see what she wrote, the letter again?
No,
no, it's okay.
Never
the
mind.
Map.
No, we're
I
good.
I think we're good, except for whether we want to vote for this or not.
I don't see a motion though.
We would have to make a motion and run it by the Board of Selectmen, obviously. So yeah, we would start with a motion. Yeah, and I would suggest that we use that fund that I just mentioned. Which I forgot the name of already. The
other professional services.
Exactly, other professional services. Yep, and I believe we have enough funding in that. Let me just double check my balance in that account.
Okay, I caught back up. The lead kind of got buried.
I'm sorry.
No, just the idea of emotion kind of got lost in the middle of everything else. So I'm with you now.
Okay, I was just checking to see how much we have left. I'm pretty sure we have funding for that. We did request, I think it was $200 out of that account. No, that was a separate account. That was administrative services. Okay, yeah, so we're good. Out of other professional services. So yeah, I would entertain a motion to move forward. Somebody cares to move?
I'll make the motion to move forward to have that survey conducted and take the money out of other professional services.
Okay. Is there a second?
I will second.
Is there questions or comments? I guess I would add an amendment to the motion providing well, actually, we don't have to have approval. I'm sure it gets approved when I submit the request, the payment request, and we have to get a PO for that. So that's a no-brainer. Okay, so great. There's been a motion and a second. Is there any more comments?
Nope.
There are none. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, motion's carried. All right. And I spoke with her today, and I said, hey, if you're ever out there with your interns, I'd love to join you sometime. She wants to include mosses. One of the things we're working on is I learned at the CLCC conference that the listing of endangered and threatened species in the state of Connecticut has not been updated since 2010. 16 years. So now they're in the process of reviewing that list, and they're going to have a public hearing in 2 months. And that is the time when we can propose species to be uplisted or downlisted based on their populations, based on what we see. And one of the things that we talk about all the time in Connecticut is we don't have mosses and lichens included in the diversity database. And I think we could propose when that public hearing process begins that they definitely start including listing those species of lichens, which some are very rare in the state of Connecticut. Massachusetts, I believe, in New Hampshire, I think most of the New England states track their lichens. I'm not sure about mosses. Do you know anything about that, Caitlin? about lichens? No.
No, that was a miserable class.
Anyway, there's some pretty cool lichens. And the other thing is, there's some species that should be uplisted. Like, for instance, the wood turtle. The wood turtle is in Bolt Notch. And that, I think, is a species of special concern. That should be listed to, I would think, to threatened. There hasn't been many sightings. Has anybody seen any wood turtles, really? I mean, I don't know.
Don't even know what they look like.
They're very boring looking. They're just dark gray, almost black. But their shell's kind of cool.
They have the shell. It's really cool, Brenda. I can't believe you said that.
You know, the shell is cool. Their color is boring.
Yeah, the color is kind of... Yeah, but their shell is definitely cool.
I'll send you a picture when I rehabbed one.
Okay. When was the last time you rehabbed one?
Oh, gosh. About 8 years ago.
Wow.
Yep. Very cool.
Okay. Anyway, let's get back to the agenda. Let's stay focused here. I can find the agenda. We got a lot on our agenda today, and I want to get done before the UConn men play. I think tip off is at 8:52. Sorry. I can only find the agenda. Where are you? Oh man. There it is. My desktops. Question is, how do I get it to you guys? All right, try this. There it is. Okay. Composting and vernal pool workshop at the library tomorrow evening. So this has turned into quite a project. We've developed quite an interest among other people, mostly people in Bolton and Vernon, people that are really interested in listening to Ed Pollack show off his vernal pool behind the library, and also All American Waste, who will be having a PowerPoint presentation on what they do and how they deal with food waste. From all their towns they work with, some of the proposals they'll be working with, and then we'll have a chance to talk about backyard composting, and I will bring an Earth Machine composter to set up, and I have good news. I actually worked out an arrangement with a New England regional distributor for Orbis. Orbis is the company that makes the Earth Machine composters, and he basically was trying to find somebody in Connecticut that would take a big shipment. And he reached out to River Cog and another cog down in Essex, and then the town of Middletown. And both of them agreed to a large delivery of earth machines and rain barrels. So originally the plan was we were going to have to drive down to Middletown to pick them up. But now he has not only arranged a delivery date for us, but he's also handling the actual ordering. He has a website with a QR code so people can order their earth machines, and then they will be delivering to us on Sunday, April 19th at 1 p.m. And originally I had scheduled the delivery to be at the town hall. Or Herrick Park, and on our way to church on Sunday, I looked at 10 o'clock at the town hall parking lot, and it was packed with people from the Congregational Church. So the town hall won't work, but Herrick Park will. And Kathy seemed optimistic she was going to get a confirmation. I haven't heard back from her yet. But if that's confirmed, we will have a delivery of Sunday, April 19th, between 10 and 12 noon. Of Earth Machine composters. She wanted to make sure that we didn't leave any behind. So hopefully whoever doesn't pick them up, I can take them home, and maybe somebody else can take them, take one or two. We can fit four in a regular car.
How many are you talking that you're getting delivered?
Pardon me?
How many are getting delivered?
We don't know yet until people order.
Oh, okay.
So it depends on how many are ordered.
Okay.
Are we still planning on paying part of the cost, or will people be paying 100% out of pocket?
That's between, yeah, I think it's, there's 70. I can bring up the flyer. Hold on a second. Good questions. Okay. I don't see any sign of broken bones. It's good. His heart is normal. The dog is lagging his tail. He's not bleeding like that, but his color is good. You see that? Oh, there it is. Okay. So they look like he got warm, and he hurt the deer. I think he's lucky. Right. Well, now he's not bad. He can burn the window, so just to relate that he just wants out. Where are Harris? Right, okay, sorry for the delay, guys. So this is what he's made up, the flyer. This is what the regional rep has made up this flyer for. So the only thing that would be changed is under Bolton, it would say Herrick Park instead of Bolton Town Hall. And it looks like there's $69.95 for the earth machine composter and $79.95 for the rain barrel.
So
pretty cool.
Yep. Just a detail. So because it's not at the town hall, what is the address for a Herrick Park?
That's on Bates Way. I'd have to find the address.
Right,
but so it's not confirmed. We have to wait until we advertise this. This is yet to be advertised. Once the town agrees to the drop-off point, then this will be advertised. And okay. So if we don't have an update by tomorrow evening, we'll just take an interest sign-up sheet. People are interested in purchasing them. Yep. And then we will contact them. We'll send them this flyer once it's completed. Once it's accurate.
Do we know if there's, because April 19th is really close to Earth Day. Do we know if there's any like pickups, like trash pickup events or anything?
This is June, Caitlin. Oh. This is not till. But yeah, we'll circulate this flyer on Earth so people can order on their own. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. That makes sense. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I misunderstood.
Caitlin, I don't think you misunderstood because I too heard April 19th and I was just sort of like, wow, that's a mighty tight delivery time frame there.
You did say April. I wrote it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correction. Yeah, April would be way too quick. Yeah, so this is not going to be ironed out until we have a definite location for drop off delivery, and so this is June. This is the soonest they could do it.
Okay.
But
I like that they're including the rain barrels too.
Yeah, me too. I plan on buying one of each. I think I've gotten an order. People already emailing me, you know, put me on the list. It's like, no, you put yourself, you can, you know, this takes us out of the equation. I think it's great that we don't have to handle the ordering. It's done completely. And the cool thing is RiverCog or Essex is actually paying for them to design this website. And he basically tagged us onto it. So we're pretty lucky in that respect. Or it might be Middletown, one of the two. Somebody's paying the $250 fee for the website development and the administrative costs. So, yeah, and it looks like the price, I mean, I think it was like 10 years ago, or no, it wasn't 10. Brenda, what was the last time we had an order of Earth machines?
Oh, God.
Like 5 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
There were $65 back then.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
Only like $4 more, $5 more, so... What do you think, guys? Pretty good, huh?
Yep.
Cool. All right, so we'll definitely follow this through and make sure that it's going to happen. And you know, I'm really happy. I've been wanting to have Earth Machine sale in Bolton because people have been asking me for them left and right. Because we've already sold, the Conservation Commission has probably sold close to 200 to 300 of them. Not to mention rain barrels, probably close to, I'd say, almost 100 rain barrels. But they don't last forever. I was talking to somebody the other day. They had on Cider Mill Road, their Earth Machine was split in half, and they think it was a bear that got into it. So they're wondering where they can get a new one. Although it was probably just amendable, it's probably repairable.
So you mentioned that going to have a sign-up sheet for tomorrow.
Yes, I will bring a sign-up sheet tomorrow, a clipboard, and it'll either be that flyer you saw with the corrected address with a QR code, or it'll be just a sign-up sheet. One of the two, depending on when the town, approves the delivery point at Herrick Park on June 14th, I say.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. It does say. No. Okay. Yep. June. All right, so any other questions about composting and the vernal pool workshop tomorrow? It looks
The
like we
vernal,
have.
we go to the vernal pool at what time? Is
So
there
it starts at 6 p.m. The composting workshop starts at 6 p.m.
okay.
And I'll give you guys a sneak preview of the video of the vernal pool. You haven't seen it yet? Have you guys seen it?
The video? Yeah.
Yes.
That was
You all
cool.
saw it?
The underwater video? Yeah.
Underwater video. Okay, good. Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, who would imagine that a GoPro would go underwater? I always thought it was something you'd carry above water, but
Oh, that was with a GoPro. Oh, that's cool. Okay. So then that walk will be like a 7, you
it's
think,
six
or
45. I think we're going to be
6:45?
ending inside at 6:45.
Okay.
It's going to be cold, so make sure you bundle up.
Okay, and that's in back of the library.
Yes.
Okay.
Great. All right. I don't see my agenda. I cannot, for some reason, bring my agenda up. I
Your
don't know why.
agenda is up on the
It's
screen.
on already.
Ow, I can't believe I can't see what you guys can see. That's crazy. Okay, I have a hard copy here. All right, so move on to is there
There's
any more
Debbie.
questions? Pool workshop. Everybody is going to be there. Hopefully, you guys can come and attend. Matt, can you make it? Are you on or off tomorrow?
I'm working tomorrow, so no can do.
That's too bad. Oh, Alan's going to be there, right? Alan?
Yes.
Great. Okay. Caitlin, going to be around?
I was hoping I'd be able to, but I can't, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, we'll let you know how it goes. Maybe we'll have another one next year. That vernal pool in the back is pretty special. It's a pretty shallow vernal pool, and I'm expecting he'll find some really good egg casings, some yellow spotted salamander egg casings.
Egg
So,
masses.
egg masses. Yep.
There's a difference.
Okay. Birthday. So, oh, by the way, Caitlin, I wanted to thank you for doing that great artwork. You did a great job on the flyer. That was fantastic. Love the salamanders. It was really
Thanks.
good.
I
And
went to
I
the
was gonna.
library and they had
Yep.
I went to the library and they had a flyer already made.
Oh.
So
Oh, it
there's
wasn't your flyer?
no. They made their own flyer. So.
Well, there was some complications. Like we're supposed to have registration. It's supposed to be through the library, and we didn't have registration through the library. They didn't tell me that registration was going to be through the library. So, they have their registration, and we don't have registration. So it's who knows how many people are going to show up. It's like anywhere from what do we have? Like 30 people last time, Brenda?
For
Yeah,
Earth?
something like that.
Oh,
That was a
for
good.
yeah. It was close to that. I don't know. It was a good amount last time.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll have a good amount this time.
I can just call them and see how many people they, if they're keeping count.
Yeah, but their count is going to be different than the total count because a lot of people are going and they're not registered. You
Oh,
follow
okay.
me?
Yes.
So anyway, time will tell, and thank you again. I was hoping you could do another flyer for us, and this time for Earth Day. So
Yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna bring up what I have for information for Earth Day, and I'm excited about this because I don't know if you guys have added the app called iNaturalist to your iPhone yet or to your cell phone. I'm blown away by it. It's amazingly, it's free. It doesn't cost a dime, and it is so detailed. It's really cool. So I was thinking, do the same thing as last year. We're gonna have a fairy house building contest, and then we have a mini bio blitz with everybody identifying species. I have pads left over from last year for kids that don't have an iPhone. They can write the species down on their pad. And then for anybody that does have an iPhone, they can actually record it on their iPhone, either by taking a picture of it and having it identified. Can you guys see that? Is that up on yours? Anything on there?
No.
No? Not up?
We see the agenda.
Oh. All right, let me stop sharing that. There we go. Okay, so this is what I have so far, and I'll send this to you, Caitlin, and you can dress it up. Basically, this is the details, pretty much like last year. It's on Sunday, April 19th. Oh, that date's got to be fixed. Glad I saw that. At 1 p.m., meet at the Bolton Commuter lot. Join us for a magical and educational day with nature. Whether you're a nature lover, a budding biologist, or just looking for a fun family outing, this event is perfect for you. Enjoy a leisurely walk to Notch Pond through Freya Park. Win a prize for the best and most creative fairy house. Then join in on a mini bio blitz where children ask about trees, plants, and wildlife identification, then record their findings on a pad or on iNaturalist. Cool prizes. Bring your imagination, creativity, and love of nature to Freya Park. Heavy rain cancels. Note, we kindly ask that you leave your furry friends at home. It's a nicer way of saying no dogs, right? For questions or more details, contact yours truly and then the phone number with the extension.
Maybe I'll bring
What do
my
you think?
bird.
You can't do that.
Well, it's
Can you?
just furry friends. He has feathers. No, just kidding.
He might fly away.
Right. Now he'll just bite somebody. He won't fly.
But Brenda, do you have enough prizes and stuff? Do we have to appropriate funding for this?
That's what I was going to ask. I don't remember how many prizes I have left. Should we allocate so much money just in case, and if not, I'll let you know that we've got enough.
Well, we are going to give, let me see, what are we giving away for prizes? Right, usually the kids get
The
prizes.
t-shirts. Should I bring the
Yeah, we give t-shirts for the photo contest, third prize, actually, and also our special guest tomorrow night. I need a t-shirt for tomorrow night.
Well, just tell me what size you need. That's
He
usually
looks.
why we order the smalls or for the kids, but that's up to you. Whatever.
Right. So, yeah, I'll stop by and pick it up on the way. Oh, yeah, you should give him a calendar and a t-shirt. So, yeah, so how much did we appropriate last year, do you remember?
75. It's usually 75.
75?
Yeah, but I
Okay.
don't think it's, oh, we're not going to need that much. Just do 50, if anything. And once I see what I've got, then we'll go from there. But at least we've got 50 set aside just in case.
Okay. So, and that would be expended from the Conservation Activity Fund.
Yeah.
So, is there a motion? Would somebody care to make a motion or a comment?
I will move to appropriate $75 from the Conservation Activity Fund
Up
for
to?
Earth Day, up to
No, $50 up to 75.
oh, 50. I will move to appropriate 50 up to $75 from the Conservation Activities Fund for Earth Day prizes.
Can we just say up to $75?
Yeah, that's fine if you want to just do that. For
Okay.
fairy house prizes.
Fairy house building contest prizes.
Yep.
Great.
I'll second that.
Caitlin seconds. Thank you, Caitlin. Any more comments, questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Great. Thank you. So, Caitlin, I'll send you this. Is that okay if you can put together something? Great. Thank you very much. Do a dynamite job. All right, let me see where I save this because I updated that. Save as copy PC. Documents. Stop.
Actually, this is great practice for my day job because we're updating everything to be ADA compliant. So
Oh.
I'm doing my best to be creative, but also make it ADA acceptable.
Oh, good.
Use Canva? Is that your source for
That is my
Canva?
source for this, but there's a lot of tricks to making it ADA acceptable.
So, how would you make this ADA acceptable?
Now it's not like 100%, but basically you don't want like pictures behind text, and then you don't want to have underlined things because people can confuse that for hyperlinks.
Yep.
So it's a lot of work, and then we're thinking of colors and like color blindness and things like that.
Sure.
Wow. Wow.
Cool to know. That's great. Great
Yeah,
info.
that's just the tip of the iceberg, but.
Sure. There's a lot to it. That's great. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so next is new dates for the Riffle Bioassessment and Wadable Streams by volunteers, known as RBV. The date that we normally pick for this is way off in October. It's in our calendar, and it was originally planned for October. October 26th. Oh, no, I'm sorry. October 24th. October 24th. So Matt's going to be happy to know about this because the weekend before that, we have our peak foliage hike. And Matt was always concerned that we had things that were so close together. It was like one weekend after another. Next, it was like a blitz of Conservation Commission activities. So, the town said that that date doesn't work for them, so they gave us alternative dates, which I think we'll be happy with because they don't really come close to our peak foliage event. And the choices are October 3rd, October 17th, or November 7th. So, what's everybody think?
I vote for October 3rd.
Okay, anybody else?
I would have no objections to October 3rd.
Anybody else? Going once, going twice?
I'm fine with it.
I might not be able to make that.
What, Caitlin? I'm sorry,
What?
say it again.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to make that.
Oh.
But
Well,
that's.
you actually are experienced. Aren't you a seasoned Riffle Bio assessor?
Yes, I have done it before.
Wow. All right.
Would the
So,
17th work better for you?
I actually can't commit to weekend dates October out. It's a Coast Guard thing. We don't get our annual schedule until later in the year.
Oh, I had no idea you were in the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
That's cool.
Reserve. Yeah. So we do like one
Nice.
weekend a month, and it's usually the first weekend of the month, but.
What would the 17th work better for you?
I don't know. It might. It would be a better guess, I would think.
Better chance.
Yes.
All right. We could do it the 17th. It doesn't.
How's that work with Matt? Matt, you're the busy.
Well, I mean that's my weekend on, but I mean I'm more than happy to I mean, Caitlin won't need any coaching, so.
She can coach us. She can give us a refresher. No, we're pretty, seasoned. But yeah, the more the merrier. We need bodies. We need to have, because the more we have, the more sites we can do. So that's really great. If we can all do it the 17th, it sounds like we can. Is there anybody that can't do it in the 17th?
Fingers
Well, like I
crossed.
said, that's my weekend to work, so
Oh, it's your weekend to work. I thought you said it wasn't
yeah.
your weekend.
No,
Oh.
it was it no, that's my weekend.
Oh.
I mean you'll have me for you'll have me,
Could we hold off like on choosing the date until next time, because I'm doing Coast Guard work this weekend. It's very possible they might announce our schedule.
Okay,
I
sure,
can't make
no
any
problem.
promises, but yeah.
Yeah, is there a motion to table this?
I will move to table it.
Good.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion's carried. Item 5.3 is tabled to next month. Thanks, Caitlin. Okay, so next is continuing business. And this is a very it's a complex issue. The Herrick Park Memorial Soccer Field. Alan and I did attend the Inland Wetlands Commission meeting where they went over each item in our letter, and they didn't have to. They already passed it. But they knew we were kind of disappointed that they didn't have a public hearing. They asked us why we didn't follow their agenda. And I told them, I said, I was following their agenda, but I was waiting to see a public hearing listed. I mean, it's town property. I could have sworn it would have a public hearing. But they never had one. And they did give us a lot of time. I'd say about half an hour, right, Alan? And
Maybe 45 minutes.
45 minutes. And the cool thing was probably the best thing about this was the fact that they removed glyphosate from the equation. The planning was to apply glyphosate, and they decided that they weren't going to do that, which is really good news. The unfortunate news is that they felt as though there was no off-site impacts, even though wetlands commissions can review the potential significant impact, even if it's beyond the 100-foot upland review area, which we felt as though there was wetlands that were not mapped, that were beyond that on the other side of the stone wall, and they could be. We don't know for sure. It hasn't been verified. They could be vernal pools, so we don't know where that stands. And the other important factor is, they could not comment on the engineering as to where the scouring, I forgot what the term that used, it's like a retention basin. It's called a preformed scour hole that looked like, according to the plans, looked like it was going to go right over the Bates Memorial, where there's a boulder with a plaque. There's three trees that are planted that were planted years ago. And there's picnic tables, and that's the area where they're planning to
Drain the
basically
parking lot.
disrupt. Right, and we were concerned about the parking area possibly creating runoff. But they said it was sheet erosion and there wouldn't be that much additional water flow, which I tend to wonder about. But again, we're not an engineer. I'm not an engineer, so we have to take it. There is two engineers on that board, and they seem to follow it very closely. Although they have to be careful. They can't go beyond their scope, beyond their purview. So they said that engineering is really up to the Planning and Zoning Commission. So I would propose that we write a letter to the Planning and Zoning Commission and ask them to review the location of this preformed scour hole in relationship to the Bates Memorial and ask if there's going to be an impact to that and ask if a public hearing might be necessary. What's everybody's thoughts on that?
Here's my question. They not, is it just that they don't seem to know? Or, I mean, would the more accurate question be, what would they do in the event that the soccer field runs into that area?
So those questions are the same questions I would ask. This is all being done, internally. It's being done with our town engineer, and the project manager is the administrative officer. So he assured me that they would review that, and I'm sure that he will contact me at some point. But I think just to make sure that our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed, I think it would. I've been told by a number of outside sources that we really need to go to the Planning and Zoning Commission. They're the other regulatory agency that is supposed to be regulating activities such as this. So they need to know that we know that it's on our radar. And I think that by us asking, what, if any, impacts will take place from this huge clear cut and soccer field project, along with the parking lot, 25 space asphalt parking lot, and a pipe that runs down to a preformed scour hole, that they need to know that. It's very close in proximity to the Bates Memorial. And I just think that it would be a shame if they didn't know. And I got the impression they didn't seem to know. Talking to the agent, she was really disappointed that I wasn't part of the discussion when they made their decision. Because they're basically geared towards engineering and not looking at the physical aspects, and there was no sidewalk, which I found very unusual too.
All
And
right,
again,
so just to sort of, I mean, I understand all that. So rather than phrase it as a question, because what we're kind of asking them to do is by asking them if it's going to affect that area, what we are essentially doing is we are asking them to, we're kind of asking them to speculate. So if the topic at hand is more of a concern for the integrity of the Bates Memorial, then I believe it should be shared as such, rather than placed in the form of a question. Do you take my meaning?
yes. And if it was just the picnic table and the monument or the memorial, that could be moved. But the big concern is that the trees that were planted there 20 years ago or so, can't be replaced, and they were specifically chosen trees, and so that would be the big issue as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so what I'm hearing here is so it sounds to me like this should be shared more as a statement of concern and ask what manner of planning has been or can be put into place to avert such an event.
Yeah, pretty much same words as yeah. That's a fancy way of putting it, Matt. That's good. A statement of concern is no different than a concern, as far as I'm concerned. Whoa.
Well, I mean, I mean, it's definitely,
It's
but I'm suggesting phrasing it as a statement of concern rather than asking them a question, rather than just simply asking the question. Yeah,
What are you
what I was
attempting to
getting
do with
was,
it? Yeah.
yeah, what I was picking up was, was the question was, where do you all see this going? And it's just kind of like, okay, that's fine to ask, but rather than having it be so, if in the event that it does land in or could disrupt the baits, then it would be like springing it on them. So I think we should be like more upfront about the whole thing and just say we're
Okay.
concerned that
And that
I'll
kind of
be
puts
glad
it
to send
into
you
the
my draft
territory.
if you don't mind taking a look at the draft letter before I send it.
I'll be glad to take a look at the draft.
Great. And I don't think I haven't seen Alan has been following planning and zoning. I follow wetlands now. I get because of this, I get forwarded the agendas of the Wetlands Commission meetings all the time now, which is really fantastic. And Alan is actually going on the town website and reviewing the agenda of the Planning and Zoning Commission, which is good. And they're having a public hearing, I think Wednesday, I believe, of this week. And it's dealing with the sign regulations. They want to amend the language in the sign regs. So if the commission approves a draft letter of some sort of a statement of concern, as I would put it, as you would phrase it, Matt, then I think we should move forward and inform them because I honestly have not seen anything in their minutes, their agendas, nothing on this town property development.
Rather major
Right.
town property development. I mean, this is going to be a pretty big deal. I mean, certainly regarding the forest and the water and the memorial.
Great. Okay, so if somebody wants to draft a motion that we send a letter,
I'll
Matt, you want
draft.
to?
Oh, go
Okay,
ahead,
go
Matt.
ahead.
I would move that, or I move that the conservation that a statement of concern be drafted and approved by the Conservation Commission to the Planning and Zoning Commission regarding the integrity of the Bates Memorial at Harrop Park.
Okay, so just a question of a point of information. You said that the Conservation Commission would approve this letter. So we are
Yes.
authorizing the ch I think I'd rather have you authorize the chair to send this letter so we don't have to wait another month for the commission to approve it. I think under your motion, it sounded as if there'd be another step of approval.
Well, I mean, I would deem that well, I mean, is okay, would such I will withdraw the motion as originally stated, just so we can clarify clarify the points. So you would not be so I would be the only one reviewing this draft.
No, we would
I
all
would
re
like to review it as well. Yeah.
Yeah, we're
Okay.
all going to review the draft, but it's going to be sent on behalf of the Conservation Commission.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so all right, just let me formulate the motion. So then I would move that the Conservation Commission authorize the chair to draft and send a letter to the Planning and Zoning Commission as a statement of concern regarding the future integrity of the Bates Memorial as it could potentially be affected by the soccer field construction project.
Great. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any questions, comments? You get all that, Brenda?
I'm trying. Okay.
It's good. Hopefully AI will get it all. So,
Okay.
oh, Matt, thank you. Great,
You're
great
welcome.
wording. Thank you for articulating that. So, is there any more comments? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Great. Thank you. And again, this is not rocket science. Okay, this is we are non-regulatory. We have nothing to do with the approval process. But what we are designed to do by statute is advise. We are an advisory commission. And based on what we've learned with our natural resource inventories, with all our assessments, environmental assessments, we advise based on our knowledge, on our findings. And it's all we're doing is advising them to watch for the Bates Memorial during this development process. Correct?
Yes.
All right. Any other questions about the Herrick Park Memorial Soccer Field? All right. Next is the Board of Selectmen presentation on the interchange of 644 and I-384. So, Alan and I attended the last public hearing that the Board of Selectmen had, and we can only speak for 2 minutes. It was pretty limited. I think that's way too short. I think it should be a 5 minute limit. When we're talking such
It would have taken forever, all those people that talk, so
something,
I
it
see.
was done early. It didn't take that long. I don't think that everybody would last 5 minutes, but 2 minutes is too short, I think that personally, but anyway, Alan and I both spoke for 2 minutes. Alan brought up the issue of Squaw's Cave, which apparently is not going to be impacted, which is good news. I brought up the issue of this is way overdue. As long as I've lived in town, this has been a serious safety issue. They need to work on this. I had the impression they were going to act on it a week later. Instead, I guess they're waiting for the engineer for a better map from the Capital Region Council of Governments. And it's my understanding that they're going to have another public hearing sometime in April, April 20th. I want to say it's the third week in April. I don't have a definite date. Matt, can you, while we're talking, can you bring it up on the town of Bolton? Could you go to town of Bolton and see if there's anything listed? No, there probably isn't. It's not listed yet because it's more than a week away. So anyway, stay tuned and go
Actually,
ahead.
on the topic of, well, I did see something in the Board of Selectmen minutes about the 644 384 interchange, but it's actually tangential to the topic at hand.
Okay. So one of the things that I wanted to mention that I brought up during my part of the public process was that they might want to consider a roundabout. I'm not sure if everybody knows what a roundabout is, but it really does reduce the impact. When you have a intersection, there's a lot more of a probability of people getting T-boned. In other words, hit on the side of your car where you have the least amount of protection. Your airbags aren't as effective as they are in the front and rear. Most front and rear collisions happen in a roundabout at 5 miles an hour. There's a lot less serious accidents associated with a roundabout as opposed to an intersection. So I suggested that, and they said there was many suggestions, and they will look into this. And again, this is the Capital Region Council of Governments coming up with their plan, which they will recommend to DOT once the Board of Selectmen give their okay, then it's still up to DOT to improvise. So it's a long way off from a definite plan, a final plan. But something's got to be done. It really, and one of the things they didn't discuss was the entrance to the very dangerous parking lot in the tunnel parking lot. Which I entered the other day just to check on the bridge of Freya Park. And you have to get in the right emergency lane, and people are right on your tail, and it's really, I don't think it's as dangerous pulling out as much as it is pulling in. That's a very dangerous entrance to a state park off of an interstate highway that should not be there.
I think that they were actually counting on that parking lot where they're going to eminent domain that apartment buildings, because that would be at the other side of the tunnel entrance. So that would be access to, the whole rail trail.
Yeah, and they also said that that apartment originally they were saying it was vacant, but it is
Right.
not vacant.
Not
And they
yet.
said that 1 acre of it would still be it would still be retained by the owner. They're not going to basically acquire all of it. There'd still be an apartment. There could be still some housing there next to that parking lot. So that is one of the things they proposed. It would be a parking lot in that area. But I had asked about, soil maps, water. I don't know if anybody has been under the bridge and seen all the ice this winter. It was impassable. You could not get underneath the tunnel. There was so much ice and runoff. Where does that water come from? How is that water going to be managed? Is it going to change by changing what's above it? A lot of questions. A lot of interesting decisions that will be made in the near future, hopefully. So, any more questions about that?
No, but I do want to
Nope.
make a comment. The
Sure.
clear cut or trimming of trees or cutting of trees. Did you notice that they're cut all the way back to Squaw's Cave? Squaw's Cave is totally visible now.
Yeah,
We used
I
to use
know.
those trees and roots or whatever just to climb up there. Now you can't even access it. How do you climb up there?
So Alan took a picture on our way back from the CLC conference. I want to show you these pictures we took. These are pictures from the Route 85 crossover looking down. Hold on a second, I have to just pick this. Oh man.
Looking east on the median of 384.
Okay.
Right.
What
Okay,
you'll
it's
see
between.
is that there's three trees where there used to be a band of trees.
Yeah, it's worth the wait, guys. Okay, here we go. Here's the picture. This is the median looking towards, you see the radio tower there, Hathaway's radio tower, and you can see the clear cut. I don't understand why. What is the purpose? I mean, if a car goes off the road, doesn't the trees prevent it from going over the other side? I mean, what's the purpose of cutting these trees along the median like that? And then they saved one cedar tree.
A
How's
couple
that?
cedar
Yeah,
trees.
it's
A couple
nothing to do with
cedar
like
trees.
gypsy moths or anything, is it?
No.
I thought it
Oh.
was something about the trees, like 30 feet back or whatever, that they had to do because if the trees fell on the highway.
No, not no.
Well, I mean,
What?
the clear cut along the entrance to 384 westbound, that's almost a 1,000%. I can almost guarantee that that's about preventing power outages, because whenever the tr I mean I am foolishly confident that better than 70% of the time when the lights go out on front, when the lights go out here, that it's because something has fallen on something has fallen onto the lines, and those onto those feeder lines that run along that length of 44.
That's a true statement.
Not according to the guy I talked to today. He said
Who?
that.
No, gotta call you. Who? What guy? What guy? Just, no, I
All
can't take
right.
it from just some guy.
Yeah, so this guy I talked to, he's a salesman, and he's
Oh,
very familiar with
no. Salesman, come
Eversource.
on, really?
And so what he was saying is nothing to do with the trees. It's they didn't replace the lines. He's all about the lines, the lines, the lines, the lines. And something, they've cut so many trees, it's hard to believe there would be any branches falling on trees anywhere. And when you
Rod, no
look,
disrespect to your source, but what's a salesman gonna know about trees and electrical lines?
he's a he's a he's yeah, he actually sells basically generators, and he's very familiar with the power grid system. But anyway, that's just a comment. I don't really know if it's the trees or if it's the lines, but apparently the lines have been they're pretty old, and all it takes is a squirrel apparently to set it off and to short it out. But that power outage we had was a long time. It took a long time for them to come back, for guests to get power back. So I was looking into one of those generators that automatically kicks on through Costco. It's pretty cool. Anyway, so let's move on to the next item.
Actually, if I could, if just connected to the 644 384 thing from the Board of Selectmen meeting. So there has been some discussion about traffic cams at the 644 384 interchange, and there is a pilot program that is currently pending passage by the state, by the state's Congress, House Bill 5464 currently, and that could greenlight a pilot program that would allow traffic cams on Connecticut roads, and the Board of Selectmen has requested that they participate in the pilot program should it occur.
Yeah, I heard rumors. I'm not sure where. I heard there was already a traffic cam in place. I'm not sure if anybody's seen that or not. Did you say that, Alan?
I
No?
haven't, but I haven't been looking for it, but I'll look for it.
And then the other thing is, I have a serious problem with the fact that the sign that tells you as you're going west on, I'm sorry, east on 384, and you come to the Route 644 intersection, the sign separating 6 and 44 is after Knotts Road Extension. And people are backing up as they go down Route 6. They realize, oh, 44 is that way. I've seen them back up on the highway because there's no sign ahead of time. There's no sign that tells you that there's a split. Route 6 goes to the right, 44 goes to the left until you're after Knotts Road Extension. Take a look at it sometime. It's absolutely crazy. I don't know how they get by with that, with the craziness. It just baffles me. And regarding noise, there is legislation they're discussing now, which could increase the fine for modified mufflers from $100 to $1,000.
Oh.
And then one of the questions the Republicans had were like, how do you go enforce that? And the Democrats said, with cameras, with audio. And I think that's a great idea because there's way too much noise on the roads today. It's like ridiculous. So, I mean, to modify your muffler, I can't believe they even allow it. How are they allowed to do that from a commercial standpoint? How are they allowed to make those
Sell
things?
those things, yeah.
Sell them, right? Anyway, anything else, Matt?
Just the only other thing from the Board of Selectmen meeting is to mark your calendars for May 12th. That is the annual town meeting at 6 p.m. at Town Hall.
Okay. Thank you for that. Nothing about the next public hearing, though, huh? I think it's April 20th, something like that. What day is the 20th?
It's going to be a Monday.
I think it's a Tuesday, the 21st. I think they usually meet on the 21st. So we'll see what happens. See if that's the date. Okay. Anything else under 6 and 44 and I-384? We'll move on to data collection and transfer working group. Chris was away for Easter. He's actually in South Carolina, and he's not around tonight, but he will be there tomorrow night. And he has been working with Peter, and grabbing information, exchanging data. And he also joined Matt and I. We went up to the tidbit at the Vernal Pool in Bolton State Park. And we were able to retrieve the data from the tidbit. Now he actually has all that data. And I'm not sure if you guys saw the data. You want me to share it with you? I have it on
I saw
here.
the data.
In the interest of time, perhaps share it offline.
Okay. All right. I sent it already, I think. You guys should have that in your email box. Did you get it in your email
Pretty sure.
box, Alan?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I did.
And
Okay, good.
incidentally, it was me, not Matt, and you two, just for the record.
Yeah,
I'm
I was
sorry?
gonna say I have no recollection of
It was
You don't?
me, not Matt, doing
Oh,
going
Alan
back
received
to
that.
Final Four.
Okay.
No,
Gotcha.
Alan went up with you and Chris.
I'm sorry. Alan went out and me and Chris. Matt, that's right. And Matt is looking for the data which you said you've seen.
Uh,
Yes,
yes,
correct. I've seen it.
I did see the data, yep.
Okay. So did you notice that the data has been acquired now from 2023? So now we have a pretty good baseline data from 2023 to 2026, which is really good. It shows some really interesting facts about that vernal pool, how it's getting warmer. And that's one of the things that Sigrun God will be looking at too, is she's concerned about the warming of the vernal pools. It's getting warmer earlier in the season. And it's also being disrupted by cold spells. Like we're supposed to get one tomorrow night. It's supposed to be in the 20s. So we've been up to that same vernal pool where there was a die-off of tadpoles, and the whole place smelled, and there were just dead tadpoles everywhere. So it's kind of weather dependent. Vernal pools are very weather dependent. That's the best way to put it, right? Okay, so the battery, when we did pull out the battery of the Tidbit, we did notice that it was low. And he did contact, the name of the company is Onset. Is it Onset? Yes,
Onset,
Onset.
yeah.
And he found out that it's easily replaceable. It's a small battery for $10 that's easily replaceable. And they recommend downloading the data first before you take it apart and add the battery. That's what we'll be doing to that Tidbit. He says they last between 3 years and 5 years, depending on how much data is being collected, how frequent data is being collected. And we're supposed to do it every hour. We should get 5 years out of each Tidbit. So we have another Tidbit in the Nathan Hale Greenway. We've got to check on that at some point. Swap that out, or get the data onto our cell phone. But he's making progress. I'm happy that he's helping us with that. Any questions about data collection or transfer working group? In
Nope.
transfer work? Okay. So 6.4, annual 25-year milestone is a photo contest. This is our big photo contest. This is 25 years we've been doing this. This is amazing. That's a long time for a town to have a photo contest being run by solely by the Conservation Commission. I think we should all give ourselves a pat in the back for being part of this. And what a great tribute Brenda has helped us with in getting not one, not two, not three, but four $100 gift cards. How cool is that for first prize? We've never had such bigger and better first prizes as we do now for the 25th year milestone. So we have two prizes, $200 gift cards for Cropley's, and now we have a $100 gift card for Georgina's, and
I got it's not like
one
Island.
more.
Island.
Highland Park Market. Thank you. Highland Park Market, right. So that's pretty cool. For $100, you get to go shopping if you know how to take good pictures, or you get to have good Italian food, or you get to buy great landscaping products. So let's get the word out. I mean, we got this great flyer that we put together thanks to what's the name of that program that I use? It's called Copilot. And I'm going to share that with you guys again. In case you haven't seen it. It's actually, I noticed that there was a dot missing in the AOL website. There it is. So can I send this out to you guys again? You guys want to promote this among your circle of friends?
Sure.
Remember, they don't have to be in Bolton. That's the cool thing. As long as they have pictures of Bolton. So don't you just love this photo? I mean, it's a winter photo, and this was really what our target was. We didn't have last year, Brenda had a tough time finding winter photos for December, January, and February. I think this year we should not have the problem. So I actually added the dot between AOL.com. And now this is the latest. I will circulate these before the meeting is done, after the meeting is done, so you guys can share this. I also asked the town to share this, to put it on the town Facebook site and put it in the bulletin board. We have basically a month. It's today's the 6th, so we have a month before the deadline.
Do you want to add to that the gift certificate prizes as
To
an
the flyer?
in that flyer as an incentive? And like I said, Georgina's wants to know how will it benefit their business? They're all in it for, the
Right.
advertising.
The return. Yep.
Yeah.
It does
So
say $100 gift cards. You're saying from
don't think
where?
it's any more in there.
Gift
I had a
cards?
hard time getting this in there. The
I
environment was
know.
building.
No, I know what you mean, but yeah.
Yeah. I think so. What I can do though, with that in mind, I can add this onto our Bolton Facebook page, Conservation Commission Facebook page, and in the heading, when I post it as a comment, which is above it, I can add that we now have new gift cards, and I will give credit to Georgina's, Cropley's, and Highland Park Market. How's that
Okay.
sound?
Yeah, that's good.
And then bring a copy to Georgina so that she sees it. It is worth her investment.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, she had one already. Did you give her one? Oh, you didn't meet with her though, did you, Brenda?
No, it was
Finally.
all over the phone. Yeah. And
Oh.
I finally met her son, and he's like, "Oh yeah, no problem." He goes, "Let me get you the gift card." And such a nice guy. Yeah. So,
Good.
yep.
All right, so Alan, if you want to stop by, if you can print one of these out and stop by and give one to them, is that possible for you to
Yeah,
do?
all right.
That'd be nice. Thank you. Yeah, maybe they can post it on their door, since they're sponsors now.
Right.
I mean,
Yeah.
would it be of interest to have anything like, I guess it's not really like an in-person meeting, but like, or do we post this on our website? Do we have a website? I mean, we have a website, but
Yeah, it's not really, we have a web page per se, a Town of Bolton web page. I think it's on there. Let me see if it's on there. It might already be on there. Yeah, we have actually have an archive of all the photo contests since 2001. So you can see the results of all the photos on our web page, which is pretty cool. So the town does help us get the word out on this. Any other comments?
well,
All
except
right.
that it does look good. It's very catchy and it speaks to the moment.
Yeah, thanks for
Yeah. If we
up
do
with my idea.
include, if we include Highland on that too, writing that on that, then Highland would post that right on their door
I
as you're
don't know how
going
to.
into the store. That'd be a nice grabber. Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of late. I mean, I don't know how we can post it. I mean, do you see any room on there?
I know, unless we somehow
I think it works good on
design.
social media if I put it in the very beginning, before, like when you see it, you can add comments on the top
Yeah, no,
when you.
I get that part, but if their name's not mentioned on that, would Highland even post it on their door? What's in it for them? It doesn't say Highland Market is one of
Right,
the
true.
sponsors. Yeah.
What social media do you have?
We have a Town of Bolton Conservation Commission. We have our own, so we
Facebook.
have our own Facebook. And actually, the Town of Bolton has a separate Facebook site as well. So, I think that's pretty much, since there's not much room on that, I think we can just add it to the beginning of the posting of when you see the flyer, it'll say, I think I've already done that actually. If you bring up, can I bring up Facebook on this? I don't know if I can do that or not. Anyway, check out Facebook. If you go onto the Bolton Facebook site right now, I'm going to do that.
Also, it's kind of interesting that the sponsors are not selling the calendars. I guess Highland Park is. I guess Georgia
yeah, they,
isn't really, but like.
It's not. Yep.
They say all the locations that you can, like that one, that's posted on the website.
Great prizes. It says great prizes, win $100 gift cards and all kinds of edible shrubs and important perennial pollinators. Send your favorite photos and now Bolton Photo. I think I have a more updated one that includes an ad for the two new sponsors. But I'll make sure I get the word out about the new gift cards, the new contributors to our gift cards.
Okay.
All right. So anything else on that?
Nope.
We'll move on to And we're going to meet on the 5th of May. Wait, when is the 5th? It's a Monday, same day. So we're not going to have the results of the photo contest at that point. So we'll have to have a special meeting at Town Hall, which I think will be great because then we can share all the great photos that have been submitted. How are the submissions? Are you notifying people when they submit a photo, Brenda, that we got your submission?
I've done for a few of them just because they lacked information. So,
yep.
But I have not responded to all of them. No.
If you could do that at some point, some people email me and they ask if I received it. They don't know. They don't get a response. So if you could somehow let them know a little quick, you know, response saying, hey, we got your photo. Thanks very much. Best of luck to you or something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
All right. Yep.
Okay. So, next is 6.5, the Boy Scout Troop 73. So Alan and I had a great, it was a really fun time. We got invited to St. Maurice and we had a chance to meet Troop 73. And we gave a talk about all our projects that the Conservation Commission would like to see done in Freya Park and Herrick Park. And they really liked all of them at Freya Park. And we had two scouts that are going for the Eagle, Eagle Scout. Their names are Lorelli Charney. That's Lorelei. And Nathan Slater, Slater, Nathan Slater.
Okay, what's Lorelli's first name or last name?
Lorelli is her first name and her last name is Charney, Charney. It's Lorelei, Lorelli. And she lives right around the corner from us, Brenda. She lives up on, so she is proposing, I think we talked about this last month, an invasive plant inventory along with removal. And and, you know, we're talking, Alan and I were talking today, it would be great to have her come and present to us on Earth Day. So she sent an email to her tonight and asked her if she could present on Earth Day. She was actually wanted to meet with somebody on Monday. I'm not going to be available Monday, so I was wondering if Alan was available. Did you get that email?
Yeah, I didn't see that email, but yeah, I can be available.
Great. If you could just let
next Monday.
Yeah, just respond to that email if you get a chance. If you can meet with her, that's fine. If not, I can meet with her the following week. But it'd be great to have her come and just give a quick talk at Earth Day at Freya Park on what she's planning to do in Freya Park and talk about invasives. I think it'd be really great. And the other guy, Nathan Slater's father is an engineer, and apparently they plan on doing a really interesting, job on changing the bridge design over that inlet to Bolton Notch Pond. where the beavers moved in. And yeah, so they're going to extend the length of it, and they want to meet with us at some point. So, Alan, we can pick a date some evening, or Matt, if you're around, or Caitlin or Brenda, you guys want to meet with us sometime with the scouts. It's going to take a lot of work for these kids to do what they want to do. So we're going to need everybody to kick in some time to work with them. Alan and I aren't going to be available all the time, and they're going to be doing a lot of work. So I'd love to have you guys meet them and help them in any way possible.
They have adults, right, with them?
Oh yeah.
Oh
Yep.
yeah.
They do have adults. Yep.
So what kind of help would they need from us?
They would need help basically going through the process of approval. Understanding that they need to, like, for instance, the invasive plant project. She needs to know the invasive first before she flags them. And then the next step is the removal. And we actually have polar bears that she will borrow from us to plan a removal party, which we need to also help her with. We need to be there to help her pull the invasives. And again, this is pretty much right along the edge of the trail. There's a lot of Japanese barberry and multiflora rose that are prickers, and they really are. Some of them are eye level. It's encroached the entire edge of the trail, so they need to be identified first and then pulled carefully with gloves and stuff. It's all safety things, common sense kind of things. But the more people that are there to offer their input, the smoother the process goes, I believe. And then when it comes to the scout might.
They're both scouts, by the way.
I'm sorry. When it comes to the Eagle Scout, thank you, Alan. When it comes to the Eagle Scout that's working on the bridge, he probably will have to go before the Inland Wetlands Commission to get an approval, or they might just farm it out to the agent. The agent might have to show up on site and see the plan and see how they plan on constructing this bridge over that small stream that enters Bolt Notch Pond. Does that answer your
And
question, Kaylin? It's a long-winded answer, but.
yeah.
I would also say, just basically to support them in their, in their efforts, and give them some sense that it's a community project and it's for the greater good of everybody, that kind of stuff. And also the bridge is going to be interesting because it's going to be above where the beavers have their dam. And so that's part of the reason why the bridge is going to be extended, so that we will still be able to, cross what, well, at that point will be a narrow pond. And so that'll be pretty cool because you arguably be able to see the actions of beavers up close. And we won't have to trap them. We won't have to stop them. It'll be like a National Geographic moment.
By the way, I was in there today, and I had a chance to check on the bridge again. And as I was coming out, there was a guy that was scraping the dirt road. This is on the other side of the pond. This is
Yeah.
on the tunnel parking lot. And I had a chance. The guy's name was Darren, and he works for Milton Hathaway and the state. And it was removing the ruts on that dirt road. It was really great. But we were talking about the beaver. We were right by the beaver dam, and we're looking at it, and he was like saying, "Those beavers are like 4 feet long. He's never seen bigger beavers before." And he couldn't believe that the state wouldn't just, have some sort of a level pipe leveling system, and it doesn't seem like they're doing anything for the beavers there. But I think it's great. So we have an active beaver population, and I think that if we can live with them in harmony with them, almost like living with bears, bears and beavers, maybe we can, live together in harmony, right?
You're not going to bust out in Kumbaya, are you?
Well, I was thinking about the old Coca-Cola commercial, but
I don't
it's
remember
on
beavers being
YouTube.
in that one.
No,
Oh, well, if I could
squirrels
teach the
were.
world to
No,
sing
but
in perfect
polar
harmony.
bears were. Yeah.
Oh,
Okay.
I was thinking like the Coke commercials, like the 70s. They're
Oh, those are
trying
great.
to build a world of hope.
Yeah.
If
If I
those are great.
could teach the world to sing in perfect
Okay.
harmony.
Those are great. Those are fun. Okay, 7.0
Moving along.
report. Bike Walk Bolton. I don't have anything from Bike Walk Bolton. I haven't heard from them. Kim Fofana. Haven't heard back from her. Oh, actually, they're having a tomorrow night. The Hop River Alliance is having a meeting. I believe it's at 6:30 or 7 at Camp New Hoka. Anybody is invited. Free pizza. They're gonna have if you go onto their website. I'm sure that a lot of members of Bike Walk Bolton will be there. One of the things I want to follow through with is the concern of litter entering Notch Pond by way of the East Coast Greenway. And I brought that up to Jim Rupert, and I offered to draft a letter for him to send to the commissioner, which he agreed to do, which is really happy to know. And the other issue is the parking of commercial vehicles in the commuter lot has not gone away. I've brought this up numerous times to the group I'm associated with, which is the Connecticut Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Board, which consists of DOT staff. And they were surprised that they're still there. And what it boils down to is the state police don't know who has permission and who doesn't, even though there's signs that are posted in two different locations that say no commercial vehicles. So it's, and now they're blocking, sometimes blocking access. They park around the perimeter. And I don't know. I don't know what to do, but it doesn't seem like it's getting any better. But it is one of the things that a gentleman did say at the bike walk, I mean, at the Connecticut group that I'm associated with met. He was saying that basically the state, the DOT and Eversource, they're pretty well organized. When they put their cones down, when they park, they're all cordoned off. You can really tell that it's a section you shouldn't go to. They even have it taped off at some point. But that doesn't separate the scofflaws that just park anywhere. And once they see that somebody's parking in there, that's a commercial vehicle, they just add to it. It's almost like litter. It's like, yeah, let's just add some litter here too, So until I don't know, until something happens, I mean, the response time is going to be delayed if they block access to the East Coast Greenway, and they can't respond quick enough to an emergency situation. A biker falls and breaks his leg.
I
I
think it's associated with the wood cutting, tree cutting. So presumably they'll run out of trees at some point and won't have an issue anymore.
Yeah, there is some tree cutting equipment in there, but more recently there's these other DOT, it's called actually Mohawk Company. That's actually a commercial
Right.
company, which is, they're very well cordoned off. It's just the other ones that you can tell the ones that are supposed to be parked there versus the ones that aren't. There's litter all around them too, which is really sad. So anyway, that's the results of the Bike Walk Bolton. FBL have not had any reports from FBL. I believe they're having a spring forum sometime too. I'm not sure when that is. And then the Bolton Lakes Watershed Conservation Alliance, we had our meeting a few weeks ago. We spoke, we're making progress, the big progress, probably the most progress we've made in years. The Bolton Lakes Watershed Management Plan, which was spearheaded by a consultant, Hillary Kenyon Garavoy. I had a conversation with her last week, and she informed me that she's making progress with DEP, finally, so they're moving forward, and watershed plan should be approved by the DEEP probably within the next 2 or 3 months, which is really good news because there's lots of great ideas in that management plan. So that's the Bolton Lakes Watershed Conservation Alliance and the Bolton Lakes Watershed Management Plan. Salmon River Watershed Partnership.
SRWP meeting on the 15th of this month. There was no meeting last month. They only they meet every other month.
Okay, so I am still really confused with how the MS4 approval process works. They actually, the website, Town of Bolton website, I wrote to Wade Thomas numerous times, even wrote to Kathy and the selectman's office and asked, you know, what happened to the draft plan? You know, it was on there, like the first, they actually offer the draft plan for people to comment on as early as January through March 31st. And I think it was on there for the first 2 weeks of January, then it was gone. And instead, they had the Salmon River Watershed Partnership Plan, which you saw there, Matt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it never
as
had
such as
the,
it was, yeah.
It never had the official draft management plan that we could comment on. And I don't know whether that's a violation of the state statute that requires them to post it, but it was kind of sketchy. It was kind of hard to understand, as it is all every year. It's just, and then when you do see the draft management plan, there's all kinds of errors, and it's almost like it's copied from year to year. So I would love to learn.
The draft plan was on the town website or on the mm-hmm. blog maybe. I remember having a look at it, and it was just absolutely rife with errors, and there were links that didn't that just were altogether broken. It was, I'm no presentation pro, but as far as I was concerned, it was a hot mess express.
Well, thanks for backing me up on that. I thought I was the only one that saw it that way. So yeah, that's something that we'll have to look into. With these statewide organizations, we can always ask folks. And so this leads to our next, I'm going to basically talk about CACUIC, but before we do that, let's talk about our conference we went to. Alan, you want to give everybody a report on our conference that we went to, that the town paid for?
Yes. It was a great conference. It was a wonderful bunch of people. All the presenters were very professional and really, full of information. And, so it was overall probably the best one that I've been to. I enjoyed it the most, perhaps. And it was at Wesleyan, and so that was always kind of fun. And learned a lot of stuff and reconnected with several people. And so overall, it was really a nice experience. And
yeah, it was fun going with you, Alan. I had a great time. Alan and I were bopping around, networking with so many people. It was just so much fun. My head was swirling with joy. Really, I get so much. I just networking with people just blows me away. I just learn so much from people. I mean, you know, whether it be just simple people like ourselves or like really high end people that are really like the executive director of Council of Environmental Quality. I had a nice chat with him. Unfortunately, we spoke about, solar. I don't know if you guys have read the latest about Bolton Lake Solar. It was approved unanimously by the Siting Council. And as it turns out, their criteria, they don't take into consideration property values or insurance on the effects of these huge solar arrays on people's homes, which is really wrong. And I think there's going to be legislation that's going to address this session. But back to the CLCC conference, I went to a lot of times I get caught up in the networking and I'll miss a workshop. I went to all four workshops this time and it was really great. Most of the workshops were centered around the riparian area corridor legislation being proposed. And one of the things that the legislation came up with was they removed the language of an exemption. They were having discussion about exempting road building and agricultural property. And instead they added at the last minute the option for the Connecticut conservation districts to accept a conservation plan that would suffice, that would approve the process, which is it's a compromise, and I think it's a step in the right direction. But unfortunately, DEP is not in favor of this, which is really sad, even though the Environment Committee voted this out of committee 23-11, and it's being discussed maybe right now as we speak in this short session of the General Assembly. The other issue of the workshops that I went to, another workshop I went to was dealing with the Natural Diversity Database. I had a chance to talk with Bill Moorhead, who I met years ago up in the northwest corner, and I actually attended a Bolton Lakes kayak, which, by the way, I wanted to mention, if you guys want to go on a Bolton Lake kayak on May, I think it's May 9th. Let me know if you want to go on a kayak on Upper Bolton Lake. It's on May 9th. It's with the North Central Conservation District. The cool thing is that Bill Moorhead from the Natural Diversity Database was the facilitator of this workshop just on the Natural Diversity Database. And he basically explained to us that in 3 months, I think I mentioned it before, this is really important to know, that they'll be updating the list of endangered species, which I think is fantastic. And he also spoke about iNaturalist and how it is vetted. It is, they don't release, like, say, if you were to see a very rare, stand of yellow lady slippers and you put it on, they're very carefully, they don't reveal the location of endangered species or species of special concern. I'm not sure if that's true or not. I'd like to verify that, but it's good to know. So that was a really good conference. It was a good time. And then another one I went to was by the state. In 2025, the state actually had this workshop called Nature and Policy for Resilient Connecticut. It was about legislation to pass in 2025, providing opportunities to integrate and elevate nature-based solutions as part of state's comprehensive policy to address these challenges. And they had a representative from Rivers Alliance, from the Office of Environmental Review and Strategic Initiatives, Audubon, and the executive director of CLCC, Amy Patterson. And what they were doing is talking about different types of ecosystem services that they labeled, and they actually had an icon for each one. Everything from, wetlands protection, stormwater, they went across the board, all these ecosystem services, and then they tucked in forest legacy at the very end. And I thought that was kind of, and I wasn't the only one. Somebody actually before me spoke about it, and she was asking, what kind of biodiversity does forest legacy provide? It's my understanding that forest legacy basically calls for, huge parcels of land that are contiguous to log their land in perpetuity. It's a long-term logging agreement between the property owner and a third party. So one of the questions we had was basically, what ecosystem services does that provide from a biodiversity standpoint? And that really didn't have many answers, and people were like really kind of enthralled by that question. And they wanted to learn more about that, and I'm curious to know what their response will be. So that was a really interesting topic. And natural area preserves is something that I would like to see in Bolton. I'd love to see some natural area preserves. And I forgot to mention Trails Day. Trails Day is actually did mention Trails Day. So maybe someday the Nathan Hale Greenway could be a natural area preserve. So
Possibly. All right. I gotta log off, so I'll see y'all on the funny
I'll
bridge.
log off. Okay, so there's no correspondence, and so the next meeting is Monday, May 4th. Is there any questions for it from anybody on the board? All right,
Huh?
so I'll entertain a motion, unless somebody had a question.
Barring any questions, I will move to adjourn.
Great. Is there a second?
A
I'll
second.
second.
All those in favor, please stop by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, motion's carried. Thanks, guys. Go
Right.
Huskies!
Thanks,
Go
Mike.
Huskies. Thanks a lot. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Have a good
Bye.
night.
Thanks for all your effort.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.